Hits 96, Chattanooga's number one hit music station. It is time for all things football with the guys from Chatted Up Sports and representing the boys solo today, Mr. Chase Green. How are we doing, Chase?
Doing fantastic, brother. It is the most wonderful time of the year.
It is.
It is Christmas.
Yes.
But it is now 12-team playoffs, baby. Cannot wait.
Yes. The moment we've all been waiting for when it comes down to it. You guys have been talking about these college football playoffs for quite some time now. Every other week you come on the show, yep. We talk about how the craziness out of the playoffs and the standings and everything else. And now we get down to the nitty-gritty of it. First round's happening this weekend. I can only assume that you are as excited as you look.
Yes, I sure am, brother. I sure am. For all you ladies out there, give your boyfriends, husbands, significant others some grace, because this is a football field weekend.
Oh my gosh.
Friday night, first game. Saturday, we got all three of the rest, plus some NFL. It's, man.
Lots going on. Now, we usually do talk about NFL. I think because of the excitement of college football, we'll leave the NFL out of the conversation this week. But we do want to focus on college football. And since we only have four games to talk about, I kind of wanted, and you get to run solo like we're talking.
That's right, baby. Kind of want to
go through them. You can give your points, maybe a prediction, if you will, kind of what you think's coming down to it. And then the next time we talk will actually be the national championship that week because of all holidays and breaks.
Yeah.
So first round to to the championship. But let's kick things off here. So Friday night, Indiana, Notre Dame. What are we thinking?
The Battle of Indiana, baby. Yeah. This is the most expensive ticket, actually. The average ticket price getting into this game is $495.
Man. Oh, my gosh.
Average, man. Average. So it is going to be a wild one.
Right.
Like, that's going to be a fun one at Notre Dame. All the pageantry, all the love. Indiana's probably the fun underdog story, picked to be basically last bottom of the barrel in the Big Ten. And now they've got the big bad Notre Dame rolling in there. That one's going to be a fun one. This is the one for Notre Dame. It's kind of a boring offense. Like, you're tight end, they're running back, or they're leading receivers.
Okay.
So if you need to know a fun fact, that's what you need to know. But, and they have nobody that's over like 500 yards. Like, them and Penn State, relatively boring. But to say all that, they still scored a lot of points. They're still really good at football.
Okay.
There's a reason they're as high as they are. As much as I want Kirk Cignetti and that and Rourke and those guys from Indiana to win this one, I'm going to pick Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
Right. All right,
we're going to go
at home.
With Chase's predictions here,
of course,
when it comes to Chatted
Up
Sports.
And listen, I'm leading the Core Four, and if you need to follow up, Chatted Up Sports has a Core Four every week. We pick our favorite four games.
Right. Yeah,
just saying.
Daddy's
leading the clubhouse.
Okay. So. All right. Yeah, exactly. There's going to be a guy to ride solo and to make these predictions. I'm talking to the right one.
Exactly. Don't tell the boys. They're going to be mad about it.
All right. Here we go. Moving on then. Saturday, we got SMU versus Penn State.
Very similar to Notre Dame. Penn State seems boring. They're the running back and the tight end combination as well. They love to run the rock. They love to be big. They love to be physical. But they showed me a lot against Oregon in the Big Ten Championship. Despite losing, I was like, oh, they can score now.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys can score. So that scares me. SMU lost in the ACC Championship. Somehow Dabo Sweeney and the Clemson Tigers backdoored their way into the ACC Championship. Now they are a high seed. With all that said, give me Penn State again.
Penn State, okay.
That's going to be the toughest environment. Due to constrictions on some reason about hockey games, they can only do one wideout a year.
Mm.
But now they want wideout energy. And if you give Penn State a wideout, that's scary, scary
that's tough.
Stuff.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Moving on. Clemson and Texas.
Oh, the battle of kind of like weirdly hated programs. Clemson, Dabo, he's exhausting sometimes, but the guy gets it done. Somehow, some way, he's like, I'm anti-NIL, I'm anti-New Age, and you're like, this guy will never win. They get blasted by Georgia in game one, and here they are.
Here they are.
In this playoff, my Lord, here we are. Texas walks their way into the SEC, only two losses to Georgia.
And they want Georgia bad now, you would
think. Yeah, they do.
I mean, they want them, so this is the only way to get to them.
This is it.
Is to get there, but what do you think?
This one's a weird one for me. I'm actually going to call this upset. I actually think Clemson goes in there somehow, some way. Texas hasn't looked wonderful offensively at times. Quinn Ewers is on his way out. He can feel that.
All right.
I'm going to pick Clemson. I'm going to pick that front, and it's going to
be an upset,
and
right?
And it would be a big upset.
Yeah,
that's actually the biggest.
They're number five. They're number 12. Clemson's 12, right?
Yeah, they are a 12-point underdog.
Yeah.
Biggest underdog.
So, okay.
And I'm taking.
I like it. Interesting.
Clemson Tigers. Reluctantly.
Reluctantly.
Yes.
There we go. And the final game that we can look forward to on Saturday, Tennessee and Ohio State.
Buddy.
Come on now.
This is it. This is what game day is built for, baby.
Yeah.
Because we do have two college game days. If you want to, if you enjoy those shows, the Sabins, the McAfees, all those guys, yes. Kirk, you're going to have it Friday night. And then you're going to have it Saturday again, baby. So we're going to get to run it back. In Tennessee, I don't know if you've heard the rumors that they have taken over Ohio State. People have changed name location on Apple Maps to Neyland North.
How funny.
They have purchased, I don't know what the real numbers are.
Sure.
I hear 30% and I hear 45%. I hear 75%. They have bought all the tickets at Ohio State. People have stolen like codes for Ohio State donors, like all these little things. They have taken over. If you want to know a rabid fan base, it's Tennessee Vols.
It's the Tennessee Vols. Who's going to take it when it comes down to it?
Oh, man.
Try to get the bias out of there.
I'm trying. I'm really trying. But it is so tough. I was just listening to Kirk Herbstreit talk about this. This is going to be a very tough spot for Ohio State, losing to Michigan. The heartbreak. You just got crushed. This was your biggest betting favorite spread ever in the Michigan rivalry. Yet, you still go out there and lay an egg. I don't think those boys recover. All those guys, all those NFL players on that roster that are about to get drafted, ready to go to the NFL.
Okay.
I think Neyland is.
That's
Neyland North.
That's
it. Taking over.
Neyland North.
Give me the Vols in the most homer pick possible. Like it. I think they're built for a little bit of cold weather, too.
Okay, just to recap then, we got Notre Dame, Penn State, Clemson, and Tennessee when it comes to Chase's picks.
Yeah, yeah. It may not go over well. But please do not bet
with those.
It'll
be fun nonetheless. Yes,
it will be a lot of fun. It will
be
a lot of fun. We got a couple underdogs there, but this is going to be a lot of fun. And as much as we gave the 12-team playoff crap at the beginning, you're like, God, we're just trying to make more money, blah, blah, blah. Here we are, and it's a blast.
It seems like a lot
of
fun.
So much fun, so much chaos.
I've only paid attention since I've moved to down south, and I've seen like the different things. And this year, so many more teams are just mentioned at this point of the year, which is just so kind of refreshing in a way.
It is.
It's
fun. It adds a little March Madness-y to it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I think ultimately it was a good move, at least being from a brand new fan and looking in.
Yes.
The big championship game coming up on January 20th. Of course, there's a few more rounds of stuff. There will be all kinds of things happening. There's other teams that are involved as well. To keep up on all of that, follow Chatted Up Sports. You can follow them on social media. Find the link on our website. You can listen to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to keep us up to date. And then that week, we'll have you guys come in. You can give us one final prediction when it comes down to the big game.
Love it, man.
All right, Chase. Happy holidays. Thank you so much for coming in. We
Merry
appreciate
Christmas, everybody.
You.
Hey, happy anniversary to my beautiful wife. It's our 1 year today.
Oh, happy anniversary. Absolutely. Follow Chatted Up Sports on all social media platforms and get that link. Hits96.com.